Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me, as always, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, people?
And on this episode, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Luigi. What's up, Luigi?
What's up, guys? What's up?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the viewers for watching. And as y'all know, before we start the show, we always go over what we have been tuned into. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Bro, I don't know why, but like all week, I've been bumping Red Fire as fuck the world.
Yo,
DMV.
I don't know why. DMV. Completely random.
DMV.
Yeah, yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know why. That's all I really been.
Well, what about you, bro?
Oof, I'm gonna go left with this one. I've been listening to a lot of UK rap, a lot of it.
You like okay?
Yeah, it's just some of it you catch it, like what they sing, mm-hmm. And then some of it you don't. Know,
oh yeah, you mean like UK, like actual UK rap or like
the
UK drill.
Drill?
Oh, okay.
UK drill. All right,
oh, so specifically,
yeah.
So like, is Nuts specific drill? I think his name is Nuts.
I don't even know him. So what I do is I go on YouTube and I look up this guy called Fumes the Engineer.
Okay.
And he's like the Tim Westwood of the UK. Well, Tim Westwood wasn't
in
the
UK.
Or the DJ Khaled, I would say. So okay. Like all his videos is just him sitting at the table producing.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas are spinning on the booth, in the booth. And they it's just hard shit. And like the shit about UK law is, I don't know if y'all know, but they don't use guns because their gun laws are like mad strict.
Mm-hmm.
So like niggas is out there really shanking people. Like a lot.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
Like that's the thing though.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like
oh.
Because you get caught with a gun or anything, that's life. You know, like they're not trying to go do that.
Right.
And it's easier. You can't trace a stab. Not that easily, like forensics and all that.
Mm.
But if you buy a knife that has multiple copies of it,
yeah.
How are they going to know which one you used? So that's how they look at it. So when they're bars, they don't talk about running up on niggas and shooting them. They talk about running up on niggas and stabbing them. That to me is just fucking hilarious. And they just find different ways to do that.
Mm.
All the time. Like,
I fuck with that.
Bruh,
that's it. That's how they do it.
That's how they do it here, for real.
Bruh, go to,
hey.
Look a few engineer and just look at some, just look them up. I know Russ a Million, he's one of them. He's like a little pretty boy, but he's still a hood nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So he talks about gang bitches and hood shit. And it's just like, alright, I see what you're doing. And then they got, y'all might know this nigga, the nigga that's, how can I be homophobic?
Oh, Central C.
I was gonna say Capital. I'm thinking about the other dude. But Central C, he's good too. Like,
he's pretty good.
He's really like, I think he's their megastar, like their commercial person.
Okay.
But you go look at the videos, he's not gonna show up because he's too commercial. But all of them other niggas, bro, you're gonna be stuck there. I literally listen to them just to study and just in the background. That shit hard.
Yeah. I haven't been tuning much for real. Outside of what I've already been tuned into. But I did hear a new artist named like Lil Bianca. I was gonna play this on Spotify. She cool.
But that's what's up. Shout out to her.
Lil Bianca, yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. I don't know where. I just. Because like, I think cause I was finished listening to Brilliant Idiots or some shit after we did Fresh Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I just turned on a playlist and she came on. I'm like her. So, first topic. So, as y'all know, we have the curly fro woman from New York, Ice Spice. Yeah. BX. She's like currently blowing up as, I'm not really surprised, but I think to the surprise of a lot of people, everybody thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder. So, like, do y'all think like she's going to be like a megastar? Like, all right, do you think she's going to,
like Cardi B
and
shit.
No, like, yeah, you think she's gonna be like whole Nicki.
You're wild.
Whoa.
Like,
well,
like, how far do you think this is gonna go?
Are you all right? So you name Hov and Nicki. Like, we stay in New York.
They stay in New York.
Not after 1 year. I mean, she's doing excellent. Like, off the hype, off Munch, and then she followed up with the next track, and then. It's her sex appeal that sells, and she knows that.
Facts. First. She's very aware of that.
She's very aware of it. Even down to her the cover of her EP, right? That's the EP?
Yeah. It's right. Like 13 minutes, by the way.
13 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's not long at all.
I mean, it is an EP though. It's just an EP. Something slight.
And it's what, 6 tracks?
It was like 5.
Okay.
Maybe 6, I don't know. I only heard it once.
Okay. I was okay with it. It wasn't bad. It was a great production on it and shit like that. It all depends on her team. If they know how to run the wave that she's on right now, mm-hmm. there's nothing real big that can stop her unless she says something stupid.
Right.
So it's now it's to see who can she work with.
Right.
She worked with other people that no one expected her to work with and changes her flow. Then it's like, all right, she can stay here for a while, for sure.
Right.
But I don't see her as being like, wait, this nigga said, right next to Hov and Nicki, nah.
I mean, with drill is like a new kind of rap genre.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean. Decade New York drill.
Oh, I'm about to say.
New York drill. This is a very new thing. It's been the last, what, 5, maybe 10 years? Maybe.
No, 10 years. I'll say
you were going to Chicago.
Facts.
And then I'll say it didn't. I don't think New York drill became New York drill to like 2, like 3, 4 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So she's, from my knowledge, I could be dead wrong. So please correct me if I'm wrong. She like the only like female New York drill artist right now.
Nah, what's the
Lola Brooke?
Yeah.
Who that one?
Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Oh, that's considered drill, I guess. I just consider it as a rap song, to be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Ooh, female, like, I didn't hear that high hat that you feel what I'm saying?
Drew, that shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Like the okay. the sturdy. Yeah, you know what I mean, I didn't hear that in that song.
I just seen.
So I could be wrong, but I, you know, when I see Ice Spice, I think it's the straight drill.
Yeah.
And all facets, all her shit is drill.
Yeah.
So I mean, if she, I feel like she kind of stay on that wave. She know her sex appeal sell. So did Nicki. Nicki really spits though.
Yes.
Not comparing at all. Bars don't come for me.
Those are the one pair of people like I'm afraid
of. I do not want no smoke.
No smoke with the bars. No. Okay.
Like, we already know it.
And the Beehive.
See, nah, but see, like the Beehive more classy though. The barb.
You think so?
No. See, the barb. See, the barb is setting death threats. Nah. See, the barb is setting death threats. The Beehive, they'll just be annoying as hell when you're mentioned or whatever.
I feel like the Beehive would just be professional.
Yeah.
They cut you off class.
Them bars? Them bars? Oh, man. Beehives would be like, you didn't use a comma. I'm not going to acknowledge that. It's like, I'm done.
Exactly.
Bars? They'll find pictures of you back in middle school and the other block that you was on. They're like, oh, this you? Nah.
That's a fact.
I mean, I need to see more. I
ain't for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That, I definitely need to see, but I will say, I didn't think she was going to be this.
One hit
wonder. Yeah, can I ask y'all, what do y'all really still believe in one hit wonders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of rappers.
Like right recently.
That's I mean, I'm not.
Okay, Osiris. White, yeah. Yeah, look at that.
I mean,
yeah, that's a one wonder
for sure.
He's still out here. He's just going through things right now. He's going through things right now.
He's
a meme. I hope he's doing well.
I hope he's doing well. Of course. Is he signed to Drake or no?
No, he signed to, I want to say, Atlantic.
I thought he signed to Def Jam, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. He was somebody though.
Why who is Drake?
That's Big Bro.
That's
literally what he said. That's Big Bro. Yeah. Luckily, he is like a decade older than him, so it kind of that is cool. But yeah. But not a, I need to see more.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
a lot more than just an EP.
I mean, I want to see her work with other people.
Yeah, for, I mean, she got that Pink Panther song.
Shout out to Sam. Was she put a little TJ on the song?
Yeah, she put that, but that's New York though, and he's a drill artist. Like,
someone is gonna force her to change her flow. Like,
cause I don't think Cardi gonna change her sound, because Cardi can get into the drill. Nicki might.
Nah, Nicki definitely hopped on drill.
I mean,
I can't think of it.
What's that song called?
It's one of her actual songs.
No. She was a feature on this one. I'm talking about Boy in Jail right now. I forget his name. We talked about it. Fuck.
Yeah,
K-Flock? Yeah, K-Flock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was on that. But I can see Nicki forcing her to change her sound.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
I don't know, man. I don't think she... One, I don't think she should. And I don't think she really has to. Again, we were just talking about fear of the bars. And Nicki's just always owned the radio. Like, always. That was her thing. Yeah. No other female rapper was on the radio as much as Nicki. Facts. Like, yeah. She got that. So does she really have to change the drill?
I mean, she don't... I mean, I'm not...
I feel like her sound is so fucking, like, diverse anyway, though. Like... What is a Nicki sound? Like, exactly. What is a Nicki type beat? Yeah, exactly. Like, you feel what I'm
Nicki
saying?
Nicki type
like,
beat, I feel you. Her sound, you can
fuck around. She definitely fuck with pockets, you feel what I'm saying? But, like, for the most part, Nicki, she...
One of a kind.
Yeah, bro. Like, she honestly did do everything. She didn't really just stick to one specific, particular thing.
So back to the last episode.
What's up?
You say... What'd I say? You picked Missy over Nicki.
Facts.
But so after what you just said, well, after all you just said, you still feel that way?
Yes, nigga. DMV.
I mean, I ain't mad at that.
DMV.
I'm not mad at it, but like after
that's all about Ice Spice.
Yo,
it's like dang.
That's funny.
We go for the Bronx.
I mean, all right, so.
Said we both from the Bronx.
Yeah,
yo, he rapping though. I love it. I love it.
It's like, fuck. It's like, damn. I gotta hold her down. I see, I got you.
Missy, bro. Because you gotta also think, like.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad. The argument's there.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
It's like, I feel like it wouldn't be like a Nicki if it wasn't for Missy, though.
Yes,
so, like, you know what I mean? Because she really played with this shit back in the day.
Yes.
Like,
hey. Reversing her lyrics and shit like that.
I'm
like,
trying to tell you, bro. Niggas just now figuring this shit out. Like,
oh my god. Right.
So question. So who should she work with since Nicki and Cardi got the picture?
Ice Spice?
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking?
Y'all could just say something.
If we go on like what direction we want her to go, are we talking about radio play?
Like, Drake?
Nah, fuck no.
Nah, bad maybe.
Dream. I mean
if it's gonna be Drake. Drake is gonna go to drill. He's gonna rap like a drill rapper.
I kind of don't want to hear that, to be honest.
I'm down. Like,
I mean, like, I'm not gonna say it's terrible, but I just can't see him rapping like a drill artist.
That's because what's Ice Spice gonna do?
Well, technically, like he did before. No. He rapped on the drill beats before.
He did, but it's
when like, he was on that UK freestyle joint a while ago.
I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't. I don't want that from Drake.
I'm gonna say some left shit, man. Nah, it's not on my man. Like, Dua Lipa.
Oh.
So she can get radio plays.
Yeah, that's
Ariana Grande.
That's what Meg did. Working with Dua Lipa and I think she got somewhere Ariana.
Because if you first started listening to Meg and her career and all that, even the freshman freestyle and everything, you ain't gonna put her next to Dua Lipa and be like, yeah, this is a hit.
Right.
But look what it did. Yeah. So if Ice Spice get a big name like that,
shit.
It's over.
She can go with Meg for real.
Meg, yeah.
When she comes out of,
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But who else? Yeah, other. I don't know. Dua Lipa, Ariana Grande. I don't know, man. Fuck. Those are the first two that popped in my head that owned the radio. Oh,
I'll say Doja. I'll say Doja.
Oh, Doja? I can see that happening.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, she definitely on her way to be getting that kind of lane too. I feel like I feel like it's coming.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to Ice Spice one time. So
DC thing is for Missy. Nah, they do a little deal.
I saw somebody do that.
That's crazy.
All right, so the Grammys have passed, and we kind of talked about it. Previous episode, and if you haven't heard that, what are you doing? So we're gonna focus on Million of Rap for the most part. So the Grammy for Best Rap Performance went to The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar. Best Melodic Rap Performance went to Wait For You by Future featuring Drake and Thames. The Best Rap Song was The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick, and Best Rap Album went to Mr. Morale and The Big Steppers by Kendrick. So
big name.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that's the only what I said. I probably should have doubled back to make sure, but I feel like that's kind of what I said, honestly.
I honestly thought Jack was going to get one of these awards just on some.
I told you that wasn't going to happen.
Nah, because it's like, because like, I seen.
I think that Jack wanted that Macklemore moment.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
That shit was not going to happen.
Fuck, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to be real with y'all.
And Jack's album's good. It's
all right. I like the, I mean, I like this first one. I like this first one better, but that one's cool. And, for real, and I'm seeing people saying Future should have won that best rap album. I will say, as a Future fan.
And a Kendrick fan.
And a Kendrick fan.
This is known. I see it.
I never, that Future project is a typical Future project.
Okay.
I fuck with it, though. But it's a, it might be top five of all of his projects. It's a typical Future project.
Yeah. It wasn't nothing too crazy.
No, it wasn't.
It's definitely not typical Future.
There's no way that it was beating Mr. Moran the Big Steppers. You know what?
That's just a great album.
You being a Future fan and a Kendrick fan, you never in your life would have thought that these two guys would be in the same category for rap, best rap album.
All right, so I kind of got on the Future wave late. I got on the Future wave like between like DS2 and One Time to Be Loved.
Okay, so that's
when I came in the picture. So like I could say yeah. But like, if you was a Future fan back when niggas was in high school, mm-hmm. I could see why you wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna lie. I think I said I wanted It's Almost Dry to win that award.
Yeah. Just so could push it get good.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I was just want push it and get one at this point for real.
Because honestly, that was my second under Mr. Morale for last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good album, man.
Hell yeah. Yep. Also on F and F.
The win?
Facts.
What was the nominees, though? That's the thing. Well, all right, so I didn't watch the Grammy, so yeah, I don't have to.
Yeah, so, for Best Rap Performance, it was The Heart Part 5, God Did, Vegas, Pushing P, F and F. For Melodic Rap Performance, Wait For You, Beautiful by Future and SZA, First Class, Die Hard, Big Energy. Best Rap Song, Heart Part 5, Churchill Downs, God Did, Pushing P, and Wait For You. And the best rap album was Mr. Morale, God Did, I Never Liked You, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, and It's Almost Dry.
I think I wanted God Did to win one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, God Did was a crazy record.
I mean, just Jay-Z's verse was crazy.
Jay-Z's verse was crazy.
I mean, he made this song. I mean,
yeah, bro.
Wayne and Ross verse was hard too.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm not even like a big Wayne fan, but no disrespect to Ross, Khaled should have took him off and made Wayne's verse longer, because Wayne was kind of talking that shit.
Wayne was talking that shit for sure. I feel like Ross was talking his shit too, though.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, but like Wayne was on some because I honestly feel like Wayne is the most influential rapper of all time. He was on that shit in his verse. He should have. Ross' verse was cool. I liked it, but Wayne's verse should have been longer, in my opinion.
Cause
I ain't mad at that.
Because Hov had a long
yeah. He had a lot to say.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that shit is like an actual song on Spotify, just his verse.
For real?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
I'm
gonna download Spotify now.
I mean,
I got Tidal.
It should be on Tidal.
It better. No, he sold his ownership.
The Tidal?
From Tiger, yeah, he sold his ownership.
Did he?
Yeah. He just sold his ownership, his rights to Duce.
I saw that.
For like $2 something mil. Like $286, $287, yeah. $217. One of those two.
Yeah.
Damn,
money. Yeah, God Did was a great track, man. To win a Grammy, though, nah.
Even with Friday, like just the young guy out of nowhere with this totally different sound. Like,
totally different sound? You sure about that?
I would say so. You would say otherwise?
He sound like Sanford and Giveon, bro.
You think so?
Yes.
I can see Giveon a little bit now I think about it, but I don't really think I'm tuned to the other guy.
Sanford, he was on Too Much on with Drake. On Nothing Was the Same. Like, it was like when Giveon was on that Drake song that was on Dark Lane demo tapes, people were confusing Sanford and Giveon together.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I mean they sound just alike. All three of them. Like to me at least, I don't know.
I get it. I get it.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't I don't think we were too off, bro. I just thought Jack was going to win at least one.
Which one?
It don't matter.
That's what he, because you were so because of that song with him and Drake, right?
No, because I.
Was it that one?
Nah, he had a good run when the album came out. Yeah. Like, publicly and all that stuff on the internet. What he was doing, he was making himself so relevant. Like, everyone was talking about him. It wasn't like an album that just dropped. Like, Pusha T dropped the album, but you ain't seen him on the internet.
Right.
Or anything. Like, Jack was doing that shit. Like, yeah.
He was definitely acting.
But the fact that Pusha T didn't do nothing and was considered, and was nominated.
Facts.
Is like, was Jack nominated because of the hard work that he put in?
Overall?
Or is it because his music does deserve that?
It's,
I just thought about that.
It's kind of funny how, like, you remember how Kendrick, Future, Jack, and Push, like, all dropped, like, back to back to back to back. I just realized that how, like, all four of those albums were, like, nominated for Best Rap Album.
But, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's good.
And then, wow.
And then God did. I don't know, man. I'm not a big Cali album fan. I ain't gonna lie.
I just
He does good.
Yeah. I mean, I like, what's that shit?
Jermaine's interlude.
Yeah, that's the major one. Key. Yeah,
that's a good one.
And then I changed a lot. Were like the only two I like full albums. Right. I liked. Like, I mean, he's a good like curator, but other than I don't want to listen to an album from him.
Yeah.
So,
like, I look at the playlist and I'm like, look at the features. Who I want to listen to right now?
Oh, this shit on playlist, not an album.
Bro, is that shit long as fuck? Yeah.
Bro, so you don't like long albums?
Nah, DJ Khaled album. Bro.
I mean, I don't mind long albums. They just got to be good.
Exactly. And not saying that his work is not the best. No but point. It's like, they're not all hits. It's like, at this point, you're just making an album was just to show that you could get all these niggas on the album and make a song. That doesn't make the song good.
That's true.
Or the album.
Yeah.
Because, like, all right, not a lot of people are mentioning any other tracks from that album.
True.
I will say that whole verse, like, over this whole, that kind of overshot.
Bro, he held what's that thing on Twitter when they talked?
Oh, Space.
A space. So I joined it because Cali had one, and I saw Ho was there. And Ho's Twitter, I don't know if y'all follow Ho, but it's like...
He got like 50 tweets.
Exactly.
He'll be on Twitter like...
Exactly. So then when I saw Ho enter the chat, I was like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
Right. So I had to enter the chat. And I got to hear this nigga speak. It ain't no big deal. We hear him on track or whatever. But he was talking about how he did that whole process. Like, they send him a sample of the track. He ain't listen to the whole track. And he literally only rapped to that one loop. His whole verse in a car, he freestyled. He's like, practicing. I was like,
Go, bro.
We're gonna get to that a little later.
Facts.
So,
be a great segue.
Yeah. Kind of. So moving on. So, there's a tweet by Noah Bonosky. His name's Noah. That's what it says. So, so
shout out to Noah.
He said, am I tripping and thinking Odd Future, high key the most successful camp in the industry? Like, niggas talk about Dreamville and TD, and rightfully so, but everybody from Odd Future on shit. LMAO. So, that leads me to the question. Who is the best rap camp? I'm going to just leave it. Who is the best rap camp of the past decade? From, I'll say 2010 till now.
Mm. Or whatever. TD, in my opinion. I love what Dreamville doing, big fan and all that, but if you're talking overall sound, sonics, albums, what's considered classic, what's pop, TD.
Okay. How about you?
The decade part is getting me stuck, because I know y'all know me, I'm going to say good music. I'm going to say good music. If not good music, it'll be Roc Nation. Roc Nation literally had the three billionaires in the music industry.
Would you consider that as a camp though? Rock Nation?
Yeah. Why not?
You got to think it was whole Kanye, Rihanna,
Cole.
Just them four.
It was the start of them four. That is true. Y'all might gotta take that back.
I mean,
I didn't even think about it like that. Because you gotta also remember though,
J. Cole was the next rapper after Lauryn Hill to get platinum a platinum record with no features.
Facts. Kanye's resume. I don't know. Y'all I guess resume. For the Rock Nation, my only like reason I don't consider him as like a cat, so to speak.
Is it too much?
No, I'm not gonna say that. It's because it's. I mean, it's fucking Hope. Like this is the guy that Rockefeller. Like, come on now. Like, you feel what I'm saying? After Rockefeller did what? He was president of Def Jam. Mm-hmm. And then you know he started another label. That's just how I looked at it. Like he's already in that space. Like the TDEs, the even Dreamville's in a sense. Like they come from the mud. They did come from Rock Nation though, but they still kind of got it for the mud.
The ones we're considering came from the one I considered.
That shit crazy.
Because the other one I considered came from the main one I considered.
That's why like yo TDE really came through the mud, bro.
And there's about to be so many people watching the Super Bowl just for Rihanna.
Yep.
Fast. Yeah, I'm going for Rock Nation.
I mean, it's kind
of... If we're going with Domination,
yeah. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
If we're talking about Domination...
But he already had power. Let's
talk about Young Money if we're talking about Domination. That's not my answer. But if we're talking about Domination...
They did have a radio, yo. They had a radio school. Yeah.
Domination. So,
great people did.
So, all right. So, our next topic... Just to give a little preview, we're gonna talk about the Billboard Top 50 list. Drake, Nicki, and Wayne are in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about domination,
yeah.
But yeah. I was thinking because you got them. You could say MMG. My thing about Odd Future, they didn't become like only Frank became. Who Frank is today while Odd Future was at his peak. Like, I don't think Tyler became the Tyler we knew today. Odd Future at his peak.
Yeah.
Sid and the Internet, I don't think they... It was after Odd Future.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say, like, I fuck with Mellow High. I wish I got some more music from them.
When you sent this, I was like, damn.
It's definitely tough.
Yo, this is a good point. Because you made it tougher because I didn't even think Rock Nation.
For a reason, I ain't say nothing on this. I was like, all right, this is the one I'm just going to be controversial. I was like, this is the one. That's another one, too. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, they had Hov already, bro.
Off the rip.
Rihanna already, Kanye already. Like, how can we really even say they was like a camp? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
could you say
I'll go good music still.
Good music at its peak. I'm not mad at that at all. Because you had Kanye, Sean, Push. No matter how you feel about
Push,
it's DMV. But.
As you know.
Oh, let me who else? Saha, even though I don't really bang with him like that. For they had Tiana Taylor.
I fuck Saha.
2
Chainz. 2 Chainz. He was affiliated.
Nah, he was signed.
He was signed? I could have swore he was affiliated.
Bro,
I think they weren't as affiliated.
Or was it like how Playboi Carti was ASAP Mob? Playboi Carti was ASAP Mob.
He was signed to Good Music because when he got signed, he tweeted, I'm good, so now every verse is like so-and-so's, like the amount. Like, he upped the price on his verses. Yeah. Mm.
Kid Cudi.
Shit. Sir.
Yeah, but I think...
Young Money did it with three people holding that shit down, too.
Like,
for sure.
Facts. And you got including Tyga with that, too. Like, you gotta give him his flowers.
Yeah.
He dominated that decade.
Tyga was like...
I don't want to say he dominated. Like,
Tiger was like, when Rondo ain't scoring no points, but man assists.
Yeah,
that's
Tiger. Oh, see, well, at least say like, reason why he ain't say Rock Nation, because Jay-Z was already there.
Kanye
was already there for Good Music. Wayne was already there for Young Money. Dreamville, Cole was already there for its peak.
Cole was already there.
Our Future had nobody.
TDE had nobody. ASAP Mob had nobody.
Okay, so we going like that?
I'm going for me.
Right. I definitely respect because I didn't even think that way, but like yeah, I respect when you it put for it sure.
When you put it like that,
shit, I'm gonna have to go with TDE because I think TDE had a longer run, in my opinion, because like I don't know me personally, like only ASAP Mob members I liked was like Rocky and Ferg.
I'm like 12.
I mean, I'll listen to him like on the Cozy tapes. I listen to him on the Cozy tapes, but like, I'm not rushing to listen to his music. Like, right. Rocky, even though testing was some bullshit, I like his two projects. Yo, that shit was ass, man. That shit was ass.
What,
testing.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like that was a label thing, though. Like, he was just fulfilling a contract, so he was just testing different sounds, so he even called it testing. Like,
I think everybody's just trying to find their Yeezys for real. That kind of goes into the next topic again.
Honestly, that's the one that has M's, right?
Nah, M's is the A L A. I'm not
okay.
Album covers. He wants me, but nah. So I don't think mainstream wise, I'm including that too. My fault. They were huge outside of Rocky. It may be Ferg, but
that's because Harlem held them down.
Yeah,
for sure.
Odd Future. In high school, I was a big Tyler fan. I don't care.
I don't
tie low. Well, you ain't listen to Goblin?
I wasn't really into that shit.
I mean,
when it first came out, like, I wasn't really into that shit.
I mean, if it came out today, I'm not listening to that shit, but I consider it a classic project.
Really?
That was in, like, 11, right? 2011?
Yeah, I was in that period when it came out.
See, I wasn't, like, their presence was definitely known. But I wasn't really. I was on Cold Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, Cold Kendrick Heavy.
Yeah.
I was on that shit for a while, so I got into Tyler because I used to be on Tumblr a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's when I was in DR. I was out there for like 3 months. I was always on my laptop and I was on Tumblr, and he was always getting posted. I was like, who is this nigga?
Right.
Went to find him, and I was like, oh, this nigga is different. Like, damn. And then I came back and everyone's like, oh, yo, he's mad demonic. I was like,
he's an atheist. He's like a top five troll of all time.
Yes.
Top three, maybe.
Top. And then three. When you saw he got his own show and it's literally like Jackass, it's like, oh, yeah. He made it. They let him have his own show where he does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He got it.
And like he said, niggas wasn't on Tyler like that because of that.
Yeah, definitely wasn't.
So I ain't gonna lie, I gotta give it to TDE, bro. Cause you gotta think, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, to Pimp a Butterfly, classics. Control's a classic.
Yeah.
Oxymoron, I don't give a. That came out, but like, I might be biased because I feel like a lot of music that came out our senior year of high school, you graduated already, was fire. So I'll consider that a classic. What's the shitty drop out? Blank Face was a better project than that.
Blank Face was actually pretty good. I fought with Blank Face.
You got 9-0-0-5-9, J Rock. I just think TDE had a higher peak and a longer run, so I gotta give it to TDE. Yeah.
SZA. They brought in SZA, Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah. That freestyle, yeah, I had the BET Cypher.
Yo, it's crazy. I watched that so much. I know every word to that shit. That ass.
Like, TDE, they alright.
I bring that point up
every time, bro.
I think like every member, well, from dang, what's this shit called? It's been Black Hippie and Isaiah Rashad were all XXL freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go TDE. They were the most successful. Like, even though niggas hate Kendrick for whatever fucking reason, we don't get that too.
Niggas hate on Kendrick the same reason why they didn't like Tyler at the beginning, because some people, I know people will be like, he's just weird.
You think Kendrick's weird?
They'd be like, he's weird. Because like back then, I used to play like his old track, Rigor Mortis.
Yeah.
That was that shit.
That turned me to a fan.
Like, that's the first.
It's crazy. Cause
that is literally the first song someone played for me. He's like, yo, you never heard of Kendrick? I was like, nah, listen to this. Watch the video. I'm like,
I remember the exact day. It was like Christmas Eve, I was in 10th grade, so 2011.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first heard that shit, fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, yo. But it's crazy, though. I still thought, like, Rocky was going to be bigger.
Me too.
A lot of defense, like, a lot of... I remember having this debate, and I'm like, nah, like, Kendrick Cole, they like, ASAP Rocky, ASAP Bob. Like, that was a real thing. Like, but,
All right, so did y'all change y'all answers?
About what?
Y'all sticking... You say Rock Nation. Who's
TDE?
All right.
For sure.
If we go with the way you broke it down.
I mean, you can keep your answer, bro. Nah, I'm just saying.
That was a way to think about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying with Roc Nation, but when you put it like that, I didn't think about it like that. I just thought overall, I'm like, this is easy.
Like, who literally made billionaires? It's different.
Right, bro.
It's a little different over there.
But, yeah, in that factor, TDE, for sure.
Yeah. So, last topic. So, Billboard and Bob, it says on the graphic. I forgot they even helped out. I ain't no Bob still around. No disrespect.
Damn.
No, I'm dead ass. Though. I'm not. Yo, I'm dead ass. I really didn't know they did. I ain't know that. I hear Bob since like in a minute.
Shit.
But nah. So, they dropped the top 50 greatest rappers of all time list. And they dropped the top 10 a few days ago. So, from 10 to 1, they have Nicki at 10, Snoop at 9, Drake at 8, Wayne at 7, Biggie at 6, Eminem at 5, Pac at 4, Nas at 3, Kendrick at 2, and Hope at 1. All right. I'm going to keep it real respectful when I say this shit.
Go ahead, bro.
You see, I'm turning my shit off. I got it. Yeah.
I think this guy's flow is effortless, and if we're going strictly skill, I might put him at 1. Rest in peace. Biggie should not be top 10.
Oh, no, I agree.
Hold on. Hold on.
Wait, no.
Hold on.
I actually agree.
Hold on.
You got me
fucked. Don't. All right, I'm all right. Here.
You got me fucked up, bro.
Here's why I say this shit. He only dropped. Rest in peace. He dropped 2 projects in his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Classic projects. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How many? There's Kanye at 11. How many classic as a Kanye fan? Keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Be completely honest with me. How many classic projects does Kanye have?
Four. The one I'll say 5. And the fifth one people don't want to count for me, and it would be Watch the Throne.
That's not
right.
I said the first one. I ain't going
right. That's my fifth. Trilogy and Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I got 808s as a classic. I feel like without that, we wouldn't get Take Care. But that's a different topic for a different.
Wait, what mm-hmm. album?
Take Care.
No.
808s.
I love that one.
Yeah, me too.
That's a
but
great
I can't have Watch the Throne, that'll be fifth.
All right.
That's kind of valid in a way.
But yeah, Trilogy, Dark Twisted, 808s, if I can't get Watch the Throne at 5.
I mean, you can say Watch the Throne. I just never thought it was a classic. I mean, y'all know how
he rapped and produced the whole thing, so.
I mean, Watch the Throne is definitely a classic, but I would say it's more of a collaborative classic, not a.
I mean, you can still consider it because, like, who would you give the credit to?
Both of
them. Exactly. Not like, so, back to my point. How many classics do you think Drake has?
That's a great question, actually. Classics?
Yeah.
He got at least 3.
I'll say 2.
He does a lot of projects, though. I think he got probably at least three.
He has 2, in my opinion.
I might say 2 or 3.
So, 2 or 3, including his run he's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's under Biggie. Wayne. Oh, you don't fuck with Wayne, so this shit gonna be biased.
No, listen.
This shit gonna be biased.
Let me clear that. Let me clear that air, because on Twitter, I know what you, because on Twitter, it makes it seem I hate Wayne.
I mean, I ain't say all that. I said, you were both.
Let me clear the air. I used to be the biggest Wayne fan.
Okay.
The biggest.
Mm-hmm.
But I can admit when there's a decline.
Oh, of course.
So when there was a decline, I was like, yeah, I can't fuck with him. And there was a decline for a while. People were not trying to agree with me about this decline. They would be like, he's still the best rapper alive. And I was like, all right, cool, but he's not nice anymore. And he hasn't been nice for a while for me. But now, the last 2 years, and I've been saying it, he's been snapping. But to me, there was a decline, and that's why I'm going to be honest. We're like, nah, this is not it. I'm going to be completely honest. Wayne is still nice, the most influential rapper in the game, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, legend.
I think he is the most influential rapper.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I will say that.
But But yeah. So, how many classes do you think Wayne has?
Mixtapes.
Go ahead. I mean, I don't care what y'all, man, because like, Wayne, all right, you gotta think about it. Y'all always bring up his mixtapes. He's the most influential rapper alive.
He's at seven.
Biggie's at six. And you got Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you're two and two in Nicki music, so to know whether or not she has classics. But I will say.
Her first album, that was Pink Friday.
Oh, you can say that.
That was a classic.
Yeah. All right, one classic.
That's probably her top selling album.
Yeah, it was.
So.
And then when you say top five of the past decade, she's in that five. And those, the three people that you can mix and match or whatever you want to call that, Kendrick's at two, Drake's at eight, Cole's at 15. And then she probably is the female GOAT. Mm-hmm. She's at 10, Biggie's at six.
Okay.
That's why I say
Biggie is like super influential though.
Don't get it twisted. I will say that.
Yeah. But that, I feel like that's why he's always, of course, in that top. At least
10. I'm not mad at that, but when
he's not in my top 10 though. I'm just saying.
When you got specifically. When you got Kanye at 11 and you got Biggie at 6, it's just like I can't get that to him. Don't get me wrong. He might be the best he might be one of the best, if not the best skilled rappers ever. Mm-hmm. I just can't put him there. I just can't put him top 10 over certain people. That's how I look at it.
I ain't gonna lie, with the Kanye thing though, it's subjective because of course we know Kanye, right? And of course we know he does his thing.
Yeah.
But in a lot of those years, in between that, he had a lot of help.
I mean, but like,
he definitely had a lot of help.
Like we said, he got four classics. How many people ahead of him have four classics? It's kind of hard for me to say he's at 11 when there's people ahead of him that only have one, like Snoop.
So why Biggie? Why Biggie?
What you mean, why Biggie?
And not Pac.
Pac, because Pac has a more discography. He's like, he has more music.
Pac's greatest hit is like,
don't what? Get
I th- eight tracks?
Yeah.
Or but, less?
I mean,
Biggie's greatest hits.
Don't get me wrong.
Wait.
You see, yo.
How many times do they remake Biggie's song? You don't hear Pac's songs being remade at all.
Pac is more or less known for his pen and his message, if you ask me. It's not necessarily the hits, the dance. Biggie make you dance.
If we go with pen and message, then we're what? Wale goes up now? If we going with just pen and message? Does Wale go up?
Yeah, actually. DMV.
Oh my
God. If you
want to
go there, shout out to Wale.
I mean,
no, I'm not just that Joe, nigga. Fuck that. that's what I want to know is why Biggie and not Pop?
I think, like I said,
how many classes do Pop got?
Biggie ain't got Dear Mama, bro.
Okay.
Like, Pac songs, he has songs that literally impacted the fucking world.
Two songs?
Does it matter? Does Biggie have one?
Listen.
But yeah, Biggie, in terms of what?
Universal, like everyone knows it?
Not necessarily that everyone knows it, but like, it's a song like niggas are literally crying.
Juicy?
That make niggas cry?
I mean,
right. So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but what I'm saying, like I said, with Pac, his shit is more impactful on an emotional side. I mean, you get what I'm saying?
All my life growing up, when I go to DR, people that don't know English are playing Biggie. Mm-hmm. I never heard a Pac song being played in DR at all from anyone.
Right.
That's more impactful to me than that Pac can ever do.
Green.
That's like 50 Cent. Everyone knows in the club. Mm-hmm. No matter what part of the world, everyone knows in the club. Everyone knows Juicy. Everyone knows Hypnotize.
Right. Everybody know I Get Around.
Granted, I never said Pac so is over Biggie. I never did say that. I never did say that.
No, but I'm just saying, you're saying all these questions, and it's like, because I'm saying, what about Biggie? But like, I feel like Pac got less.
I just
that's my one controversial.
My thing is, I just can't give somebody.
I'm removing Pac.
I never said I'm on my top 10. I just can't give somebody with two albums and put them over Wayne, Drake, Nicki, or Kanye.
Someone that's just been around way longer.
Yeah, I mean, and Plus had a good run, right, to say the least. Overall, though, I'm not necessarily. Oh, I don't like Snoop being at 9.
Where you want him at? I mean, it's still in the 10, or
it don't matter. I just think Kanye should be in the top 10. For sure. And somebody gotta go.
Pop. See.
Don't trip.
Nah, it's just like, I just think with Snoop, like, Doggy Style Classic, one of the best rap albums of all time.
Let's not forget Chronic. Even though it's Dre album, but we know Snoop wrote like at least 90% of that shit.
Oh shit, Chronic. Classic. One of the best rap albums ever. Outside of that, I don't think. Like Snoop, like I never, like, yeah, like I never not fuck with Snoop, but right. I never, like, in terms of like outside of those two projects and one really not even his for real, I never.
Right,
him being successful too. Yeah, like even after rap and everything, what he does. Mm-hmm. Progress with the youth football programs and everything,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, he's literally that guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he is the most famous rapper.
Yeah, he's also outside universal. Yeah, he's also universal.
Very.
But I'm not. Would I change the order? Of course. But I'm not necessarily mad at it.
I thought the list was decent. I think, well, who was it we talked about before? I want to say Rolling Stone, was it? It was somebody else that had a list, and it was just totally
it was Rolling Stone, the greatest rap album of all time. I mean, like...
Right, I think I've seen that.
I'm not, like, I'm not one of those people that will put, like, a better skilled rap album over a non... skilled rap album automatically, but some of them shits I was like, yo, why is Astro Road higher than Blueprint? I don't think they even did that shit, but they was on some shit like that. They better not have done that shit. But like,
that's different.
Oh man,
I ain't gonna lie,
that. I mean, I just made that up, but
the fucker.
I'm pretty sure it was something like that though. Up there. Trying to tell you.
I mean, so like, how do y'all feel about the list?
I'm taking Pac out, man.
Damn.
Easily. I saw this.
I'm not top 10. Is he at least in your top
20,
though?
If you give me a whole list of rappers, I'm definitely picking 20 rappers before Pac.
Oh, shit.
I
ever hear that.
That's crazy.
If it's like a draft, and I can see all these rappers, I'm like, all right, and I can really think about it.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be able to pick 20 rappers before I pick Pac.
That's wild.
I just never really gravitated to him. I don't know. And being from New York,
I'm sure you're New York, nigga.
Yeah, I
get it. I get it.
Yeah, nah. Also, my eighth grade teacher, he got me into hip hop. And the first track I ever listened to hip hop, because my family are immigrants, so I was not allowed to listen to hip hop. Okay. At all. My mom called it the boom, 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 boom music.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, the fuck? Because of the bass.
Yeah.
So, when I got the chance to ever listen to rap, it was on the field trip. My eighth grade teacher let me listen to his iPod. And he's like, do you want to know about rap? Pick one track for me. It was Slick Rick Children's Story. Hmm. That was the first track I ever heard of rap. And I was like, oh shit, this shit's dope. And it was a storyteller. So that's why I gravitate more to lyrical people.
Of course.
From then. So, oh man, I don't want to quote him on this, but he was such a Biggie fan. And he played Biggie for me. I was like, what the fuck? And he said, you got a computer? Yeah. Put me onto LimeWire.
Oh, shit.
It was a rap. And
he inflated the balloon and popped that motherfucker.
So he said something that stayed in my head. He was like, he hates Pac so much. Pac died on his birthday.
Damn.
He was like, that was the best birthday of my life. I was like,
oh, what? That's not funny. Oh my god.
He said, I remember that birthday every time.
What Pop do that? Was he was he that into the East Coast? What was supposed to be?
Yeah.
He wasn't
like a hood dude or anything, but he was definitely like a.
He was on that.
East Coast, big East Coast guy.
God.
Big
damn.
Music fan. Damn. Tim's, all of it. All of it.
God damn. So, How do you feel about the list? Oh, go ahead.
No, so yeah, I ain't gonna say his name though.
Shout out to him. How you feel about the list?
I mean, my list would be a little different for sure, but I mean, like, overall, if you're talking like rap, just like an overall, I guess, assumption of it, I'm not really mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not.
People make sense.
You feel me? Like, it's not like the Kanye thing. I'm kind of with you. It's like, yo, but it's like, but it's all subjective. So
I mean, I'll also say with 3K being at 12, I don't know where Big Boy's at on this list, if he's even on this list, but I feel like they should be closer.
Like together?
No, not together. Like if you got 3K at 12, Big Boy shouldn't be at like 43. Okay. Like and that's how I feel about Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. Like
I thought Kendrick got 2 was kind of crazy though.
Yeah, I mean
he's not my 2.
Wait, it's too soon. He's not my 2 personally, but I wouldn't say it's too soon.
To put him at 2?
I'm not mad.
That's
going on a great fucking run.
Don't get me wrong. He's not my 2.
Hit Boy. Yeah.
He's not my 2 at all, like I said, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, right. Definitely not mad.
Especially with the results of the Grammys. It's like, makes sense.
So I think we might have talked about this before.
How you feel about him? Where he at?
5. I felt like
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Who's before him again?
I'm not. Who's like? Let me like 6 and all that.
No, Jay.
Who's third? Who's Kendrick. 3 and 4?
Nas and Pop.
Yo, you got back on it, yo.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. I think Drake might have recently took his spot as the highest selling rapper. And if you look at it from an overall perspective, is that included that he can rap his ass off, whether you like the content of his music or not.
He can rap.
So I'm not mad at him at being 5. Is he in my top 5? No, but that happened recently.
Alright.
As well. I'm not mad at that.
I'm from Baltimore, right?
Well, if you want to get technical, motherfucker, he's from New York.
I think he's from New York.
If you want to get technical, motherfucker, he's from New York. He went to high school in Baltimore.
I thought he was from Baltimore.
Nah, went to high school in Baltimore.
He was born
in
New York.
He's born in New York, so technically he's from New York.
You don't claim him?
He definitely Baltimore, though, for sure. All right. Was it Jada Pinkett? Like, come on, bro.
You got M over Pac, or you got Pac over him?
Personally, Pac over M, but if we're talking like, again, strictly rap skills, mm-hmm. definitely M over Pac.
Okay.
M can rap his ass off. It's like, you gotta give him that props.
Yeah. So.
This guy.
Who's y'all top 5s though? Might as well, since talking about this. Objectively speaking, not personal.
Objective, right. Just off like rap skill.
No, I'm talking like the whole package, like no bias.
Oh, whole package. Okay. Jay definitely number 1 for me.
I mean, I got my 5 already, so I can.
God damn.
You know I mean, so y'all need time to think if y'all got it. So
I ain't
gonna hold you. I got Kendrick and Drake tied at 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gonna say like my that kind of surprised me a little bit. Like no rank, it's just like my 5.
I mean,
those are my like. Like, my top 5, the only top 5 I got, like, ranked.
Gotcha.
And then I got Kanye and Wayne tied. And then I got Hov at 1. And by the way, like, y'all ain't started saying Hov wasn't a GOAT till like, a few years ago. So I need people to stop acting like
that. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, like
Hov really been the GOAT.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't think he's not the GOAT. Like, at least make it make sense.
Right.
Like, if you got that regional bias, you can say Wayne. People put Boosie over Hov, bro.
Boosie.
I mean, regional bias at the same time, though, like, at least make it make sense.
I don't argue with people like that.
Like, I seen it. But, no. And then I got, like, then I got Nas. I had, like, Nas and M at 6 and 7, if I had to put them there.
No, like, specific order, but definitely Jay-Z, Nas, Kanye, Cole, Kendrick.
Yeah.
All right, is that Kendrick?
No.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Wait, so how is that crazy? No, no, you was like, not crazy, but surprised that I put Kendrick in my top five. Or was it?
No, you said you put him at five, and you had on top with Drake.
No, I mean.
I thought that was a little, I wasn't expecting that.
Do you not see the run Drake's on right now?
I didn't see that, though.
Like, do you not see the run? Like, I was speaking objectively speaking, like, the whole thing.
Ain't no bias.
Like, I feel like he might be on the best run for a rapper ever.
In my opinion. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
And he's not a slouch with rapping. Like,
for me, it's always just the controversies with if he wrote this or that. That's the shit that gets me. I don't like that when it comes to rap, because rap is an art form.
Ye too.
Man. Yeah, right. That's the case.
But for me, Ye, he kind of gets a slight pass because he does his production. He gets that last say so on whatever the fuck on that production.
And his production.
Is crazy. Yeah. So it's like, that's why for me, I kind of like give him that pass for my top five. All right.
Damn.
His production is crazy. Probably my favorite producer for real, for real. Like, of the consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Him and No ID.
Facts. Yeah.
They're my top two producers. Pharrell too, but we're not talking about producers. Fuck.
DMV.
No, wait. Hey, wait, talking about. You say you mean for Pharrell himself or the Neptunes? Cause
it is a difference.
Cause I remember when they was doing the whole when Versus at his peak during COVID, and they was talking about, oh, Kanye and Pharrell should do a Versus. I'm like, a lot of Pharrell's hottest beats are with the Neptunes. Don't get me wrong, he's still an ill producer.
Right. Yeah.
But like, if we're talking like,
but he had the guys with him to help him on the records. Facts.
I mean, I don't know if he had help with him. I'm just saying, it was credit to the Neptunes. So like, if they do a Versus, would he be able to use those beats?
Yeah, didn't Janicus use a track that he wrote for Diddy, All About the Benjamin, right?
But didn't he have a verse on that?
He had a verse.
Did he not?
Like on a remix or some shit, right?
On a remix, but I think he wrote. Wasn't they saying that shit on stage? Like, you ain't even. This ain't even your song. This ain't even your. That was what Cameron was saying. And he's like, I wrote this shit.
I mean, but that was before, like. I just wasn't sure.
Did he do the same thing?
Yeah, but I just wasn't sure if they could use stuff that, like, they. I thought it had to be there. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like,
I didn't
him in the, as an individual.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, that's a good point.
Really is
the
point, though.
Top five rapper, man. Hov.
Biggie.
Yes. That's one. You already know who's not on the list. Kanye. Cole. That last one. Overall, yeah, I'm gonna have to give it a Wayne, maybe. If not Wayne, it might be Drake. And top, and Kendrick there too. But yeah, man.
God damn. Yeah. This nigga really hate pop.
Crazy.
None of y'all niggas put him at five.
I mean, I'm not, but like
yeah, if I was crazy.
I'm not bad. Like, it's just like you just added like him in the top five is crazy. Like, I'm not mad at him being
over five. Biggie.
Listen, I told you
over Snoop, over Drake, over Nicki, over Ye. Yeah, come on, fam.
I got the impactful joints though. Like, you just can't deny that, bro.
Cool. I mean, so does Wale. So Wale goes up then. DMV, remember?
Yo, that's a fact. That's a big fact. Wale are like my top 15, probably top 20. I don't know about top 10, though.
I ain't gonna lie, that's top 10 of my favorite rappers. He just might be in that 20. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yo, wow. People really like be sleeping on Wale. Like, I don't understand. Even like the whole Wale hate, since we kind of on the Wale topic, that happened like a while back. Never understood it. Like,
all
right. I don't like his. Can y'all help me?
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Like, okay, so why don't niggas like Wale?
I'm biased. I'm a little biased. Only because I'm a big Cudi fan.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Okay.
But listen. I'm explaining. Wale was that bull, but then he was showing some arrogance, and it was like sloppy, in my to me.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
What man? Bro, he's a wild guy.
Bro, I had Twitter for a while, so I seen him while out on like people and like how he started like the whole beef with Meek Mills and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Beef with Cudi, all because he called him an ABC rapper and why people gravitate more to Cudi than him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, that's jealousy. Like, you can't handle that well. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, That's when I started I started pushing him away. I was like, I don't really like that. And then when he signed with MMG, it's just like, damn, bro, they're not really like your niche.
Yeah, I always said that. I feel like he's better.
And I feel like
it was a question mark there for me, too.
Right. So it's like, to me, I feel like Ross needed a nigga that could get gravity to women.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Wale. I think MMG profited more, and not like just like by money wise, but like out of Wale than Wale out of MMG. And mind you, Wale was also had a deal with Roc Nation, I think.
Yeah, he was like a manager.
It was like management. Something.
Yeah, but like he wanted good music. He said it before in interviews. He wanted Roc Nation,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want him.
Right.
So he went with the only people that wanted him was MMG. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. It's a career.
Right.
So you got to get your money. I just feel like he could have done more when he was in MMG. Took advantage of the resources he had there. Right. And the connections he could have got. But like, I feel like Ross was just like, nigga, I need you on this track.
Yeah, it would be like Bag of Money or these whole like nigga. That's not, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the verses, but that's not you, bro.
Yeah.
But I will say, comparing discographies, if we're comparing like to the Kendrick, Drake, and Cole, like his body of work is up there with them.
Yeah.
To be honest, so it's just like I see why you don't understand the Wale, but like he said, it's his personality.
Yeah.
Personality.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
So this concludes this episode, and as y'all know, we always leave y'all with a final thought. So, Lee, what is your final thought?
And as always, man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on socials at It's Just Leak, and just stay safe out here.
All right. Luigi, what's your final thought?
Fuck back.
God, yo, let the man rest in peace. God damn.
For sure. Yeah, man, I'm
just
going to continue what he said. Just stay safe out there. Think twice before anything, you know, it's dangerous out there. Mm-hmm. And watch who you put yourself around, because you are the company that you keep, you know. Just stay safe.
My final thought is basically just follow all the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Like and subscribe to the podcast, The Group Chat Chronicles on YouTube. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. And I'd like to thank all y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.
See you.